The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, CARE Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Pregame coverage, followed by your opening tip-off, is coming up right after these messages from our CARE Radio Sports Booster.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded. That's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
That we want to be back once again to Topeka, Kansas, where tonight we're at Topeka West High School. They are hosting and allowing their facility to be shared with these two teams as Highland Park is the home team tonight, and they're playing host to the Atchison Phoenix. Welcome back, everybody. Ladies game in the book, the guys game. Our focus now as a couple of teams who flying high in this 23-24 basketball season. Atchison 15-1. Highland Park, 15-1. Meet here this evening. Starting in the ball game tonight for Highland Park and head coach Rob Brown. It's going to be, head coach Michael Williams. It's going to be Amari Taylor, 6 foot senior. 6 foot junior, Jamon Wilson. It's going to get Mikey Williams Jr., a 6 foot 3 inch junior. 6 foot 4 junior, Ja'Cory Robinson, and a 6 foot senior, Tamir Anderson. For Atchison High School and head coach Pat Battle, Phoenix are going to be starting 5 foot 10 inch senior Damar Hernandez, 6'4 senior Jeter Purdy, at 5 foot 9 it'll be senior Trey Carter, a junior, and Josiah Kelly. Jay-Z is 6 foot 1. And in the middle, it'll be Eric Smith III. He is a junior, 6 foot 3 inches tall. Atchison got some sporty bright gold traveling uniforms with red and white lettering and trim. For Highland Park, it is the home white with red and green. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Joseph, he's our producer and engineer back at the K Radio Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here courtside. Glad to have you along tonight as Jim has continued to fill up and fill up. And there are a lot of people here tonight to take in this game this evening. Coming into the center circle to jump it off for Highland Park, it'll be Ja'Cory Robinson. For Atchison, it's going to be Jeter Purdy. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. The Phoenix and the Scots. The ball goes up, the tip, controlled out by Atchison. We're underway. And here comes Trey Carter up the floor. He'll make his way over to the left side, skips it into the middle. Zamar has it stripped out of his hands. It's loose on the floor and rolling around. It's going to be Highland Park basketball into backcourt. Here come the Scots. Just underway in the game. Atchison did not get a shot off on its initial position. We're going to swing it over to Ja'Cory Robinson, come back out on top between the circles. It's going to be Williams there, works his way to the right side. Working in front of Hernandez. Atchison in a player tee. Skips over to the right side. It's going to be Tamir Anderson. Way out on the edge. He's going to be guarded by Jeter. He's seeing Highland Park very patient. Now a little skip pass to the left side. Changing directions underneath. The layup is going to be up and good on the inside. And first points of the ball game scored by Ja'Cory Robinson. Highland Park's leading it 2-0. We are a minute into the game. Here's a long three. Not going to fall for Smith. And on the rebound, we have a foul call. Foul is going to be on Atchison's Trey Carter. It'll be his first and the first by either team here in the opening quarter. 2-0. Highland Park with the early lead, and we're just a little over a minute into the game. Again, each of these teams comes in at 15-1. Atchison's only loss was to Highland Park earlier in the year, back on the 29th of January, so just a couple of weeks ago. And it was a 65-48 Highland Park win. Here's a long three for the Scots, coming up way short. Rebound, Jay-Z. He'll race it up the floor, taking it down the right side, attacks the bucket, dishes it across to the left, gets it there to Trey. The feed underneath, G turns, and it's in and out, no good. Rebounding it back down, it's going to be Robinson. Here comes Highland Park. They'll back away. That's an NBA three. Well short. And a rebound, offensive board, and knocked away by Trey. Atchison coming up with a steal, and up the floor with the basketball, it's going to be Hernandez. He'll weave his way to the left side, kicks it over to Purdy. We're at 6 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the first quarter. 2-0, Highland Park. Entry pass to the right side of the block, and as Purdy takes the pass, he's going to be fouled from behind. Official coming over the scorer's table, verifying that it is going to be on Ja'Cory Robinson. It is his first and the first foul of the night by Highland Park. So you're asking, so Highland Park is 15-1. Where did they lose? Well, they lost back in January in the championship game of a boys tournament week tournament down in Wichita to Wichita Northwest. And so a very good team. They lost that game, championship game, 64-61. Now the steal, the drive, the layup, and the bucket. Amari Taylor getting a pair. Highland Park now leading it 4-0, 5:28 to go opening quarter. And a little reverse layup is up and good. And that is going to belong to Eric Smith. He's got the first points of the game for the Phoenix. It is 4-2. 5:15 to go opening quarter. Outlet pass up the floor. It's going to be slapped away. And we're going to get a whistle. We got a foul call. It's going to be on Kelly. So Josiah is going to pick up his first foul and put Highland Park on the free throw line. Here come the Scots. First one, airborne and in. Kevon Wilson will have his first point of the game. Highland Park goes up now 5-2. Takes his time, looks it over, sends it on its way. He'll get about 6-2. Highland Park in front. For Atchison, Phoenix fans are really not disappointed that they're not playing in Highland Park gym. They believe that getting into kind of a neutral site is going to be beneficial for them. Now, Phoenix is going to turn it over. The drive into the lane. The shot is up off the window, no good. Rebounding it down is going to be Smith, and his pass is going to be batted away and knocked out of bounds by Ja'Cory Robinson. He'll come back again to Atchison from deep in the backcourt. 4:57 to go in the opening quarter. Phoenix will walk it up the floor, and it's going to be Trey Carter. Neither team has gone to the bench yet. Lob pass right side. Kelly comes back out on top. Carter kicks it left to Smith. Carter in the middle of Jeep. Back over to the right side. Kelly goes three. Rims out. No good. Rebound. Cleared away by Robinson. He's up the floor with it for Highland Park. Crosses over. Starts into the lane. Spatted away. And the ball loose on the floor. Still rolling around. Atchison's going to pick it up. Smith will pick it up, bring it up the floor, take it across the timeline. Now it's going to be batted out of his hands and taken away by Wilson. Wilson dumps it off on top. That's going to be Williams. And as he goes into the lane, we're going to get a charging foul on Williams. That was a nice play in the middle by Atchison to stand in, draw the charge. And Mikey Williams Jr. will have his first foul. Team fouls are going to be even at two apiece, and we're going to get a timeout on the floor. Taking a break with the Scots. Coming at 4:19 to go. Opening quarter in Topeka. It's Highland Park 6, Atchison 2.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Coming out of the timeout, it'll be Highland Park basketball, and welcome back to Topeka, Kansas. High school hoops here on K Radio this evening. Jump shot is up, no good. Follow shot is up, no good. Another offensive rebound by Atchison. And is it going to be saved? It is. AHS out on top. Trey over to the left side of Jeter. He'll accelerate across the baseline. Running shot is up and deflected. Rebounding it back down. Here come the Scots. They've got numbers. It's 4-on-2. Running 3. On his way. Short. Rebound tipped out. Highland Park's going to save it. Dump it back off way out on top to Tamir Anderson. Anderson swings it over to the left side to Wilson. Back out on top. It'll go to Amari Taylor. Highland Park with a basketball, leading it by 4. Driving into the lane, no room. Comes back off on top again to Wilson. He'll go in, running shot off the mark. Rebound tipped out. Atchison not there for the rebound. Here's another 3. That one is going to be good. Tamir Anderson picking up his first points of the game. It's a 3, and it is now 9-2, and Atchison in trouble early. 3:20 to go in the first quarter. AHS down by 7. Smith over to Purdy, left side. Pass back out on top. It's going to be stolen. Taylor down, up. And no, but a Jeter foul. Back to the free throw line is going to come Highland Park. So Jeter is going to have his first foul. One foul each on 3 different Phoenix players. And we've got 3:07 to go in the opening quarter. Scott's coming to the free throw line, and the shot is good. And Amari Taylor has his third point tonight. Highland as a team is 3 of 3 at the line. Coach Williams rotating a player or two in and out of the game. Second free throw will not go in. 10-2. And we've got 3 minutes to go in the first. And as Atchison comes up the floor, we get a foul on Taylor. Team fouls are even at 3 apiece. Hannah Perk has brought Mr. Cameron into the game. Mr. is a 6'2" senior. Atchison with the ball out on top. It's going to be Trey. He'll start, goes down the left side of the lane, feeds it across, but prior to the shot underneath, there was contact and a Highland Park foul. Fisher trying to get a clear view of the scores table to let us know that this foul is going to be on Highland Park's Bryson Thrasher, who's just come into the game. And Atchison will bring it in. .240 to go in the opening quarter. Left side is going to be Smith. Bounces underneath. The shot is up, and it won't roll in for Samar. Here comes Highland Park. Thrasher taking it down the right side. Feeds it across the baseline. Now to the block. Into the lane. The shot goes up, and it answers a foul. That one may be on Smith. Fisher coming over. We'll see. No. Not at all. It's going to be on Samar. Hernandez first foul. Atchison has committed 4 team fouls with 2.5 to go in the opening quarter, 1 each on 4 different players. Highland Park, 4 team fouls, 1 each on 4 different players. And a first free throw at the line. It is going to be up and good for Mikey Williams, Jr. The Scots are 4 out of 5 at a free throw line. Atchison has not had any free throw yet. And they're about to go down double digits if he hits the second one. And he does. It is 12-2. Phoenix down 10 early, 2:20 to go in the first. Atchison first to the right, then to the left, running in, 13-footers way off the mark by Carter. Was he fouled, though? The official's coming over, and there was a foul of some sort, a little elbow throw. And Atchison's going to come to the free throw line. stepped up there looking for his first point of the game. It'll be Trey Carter. The senior eyes it, and it will not go in. One more shot coming up for Trey. Heather Park is going to bring Jamon Wilson back into the game, and Bryson Thrasher, his time on the floor is pretty brief as he's right back out. Carter's second one won't go. Rebound, Scott. So Heather Park coming up with the basketball, leading it by 10, with 2:10 to go in the first. Way up top side, there was a collision in the lane, and we've got a Highland Park player on the floor. Going to be a blocking foul called on Atchison, yeah. And the foul is going to be on Eric Smith, so it'll be his first. And each of Atchison's starters has committed a personal foul. First free throw will not go in for Tamir Anderson. Tamir's got 3 points in the ball game, hitting a three earlier. Now Highland Park confused about a substitution. That's got Coach really upset. We're going to take a timeout. Before the second free throw is shot, we're going to get Highland Park timeout. Joseph, a break. Coming to 2:07 to go in the opening quarter in the guys' game. Scotty, 12, Atchison 2.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at Second Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Puzzle back with you here at Dubuque, Kansas. The second free throw is launched, and it's going to be in there. Atchison trails now 13-2. And we go inside 2 minutes play in the first quarter. Smith with the basketball goes over to Purdy. Atchison's got their starting five out there. Left side Carter pulls up off the window and knocks it in. So Trey Carter gets his first point. And it's 13-4. The kick out of top. Stolen by Purdy. Jeter just went way upstairs. Stole that pass to the edge. And Atchison up the floor. Purdy will go for a three. And hit it. Jeter for three. Phoenix getting themselves right back in this thing with a minute 15 to go in the first quarter. Now 13-7. Can hear Coach Williams in the background, encouraging his team. Way up top side with it is going to be Highland Park's Ja'Cory Robinson. Goes into the lane, spins, falls away, shot is up, no good. Smith is going to rebound it down, and here comes Atchison into the forecourt. Purdy will get it right side. Hernandez goes up, it's in, it's good, and a plus one for Zamar. Chris is coming over to the scorer's table. We'll make sure the bucket's good. The block is going to be on Wilson. And an opportunity at a conventional three-point play for Atchison's Zamar Hernandez, 5'10" senior, who is signed to play football next year at Benedictine. Free throw, in and out, no good. It's 13-9. We're in the last minute of the opening quarter. Up court pass stolen. Zamar coming up the floor. One on two. Goes in. Glide shoots and scores. Hernandez two more. It's 13-11. Wait a minute. They put the score up on the wrong side. I'll fix that. There we go. 13-11. Back down with it. We'll come high in the park. 26 seconds ago in the first quarter. Atchison right back in this thing. They were double-digit deficit no time at all ago. The feed across, all alone, baseline right, off the block, it's in for Ja'Cory Robinson. 15-11. Atchison with 10 seconds, baseline, Kelly goes three, drains it. Jay-Z for three. It is 15-14. The three is a buzzer. How about that? By Ja'Cory Robinson. So what looked like it was going to be a one-point first quarter is a four-pointer as that long shot goes in and we're taking a break. It got wild, and we're going to see a great, great third, second, third, and fourth quarters. Time out on the floor. After one in Topeka, Highland Park, 18 Ashes and 14.
Are you dreaming of a lush, green, weed-free lawn? Urban Lawn Care has the solution with their six-step lawn chemical program. Serving Atchison, Donovan, Jackson, Jefferson, Brown, and Leavenworth counties, they tailor treatments to your needs. Choose all six rounds or customize your plan. Call now for a free estimate and ask about their prepaid discount. Transform your lawn into a paradise with Urban Lawn Care, where dreams grow green.
Back with me here at Topeka, recapping that opening quarter scoring for you. Pace it away for Highland Park. Ja'Cory Robinson with seven. For Atchison, it is very even. Just up and down the line. Damar Hernandez with four. Jay-Z Kelly, Jeter Purdy, each has hit a three. Trey Carter, Eric Smith, each with two. So all of the Atchison starters are on the board. Only Damar has hit one more than one shot. Possession arrow pointing into Highland Park as we go to the second quarter. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering in the Care Radio Sports Studios in Atchison, Kansas. Tom Counts with you here courtside. AHS at Highland Park to the top teams in 4A and 5A in the state, and now an offensive foul on Highland Park. Going to come back to Atchison. And now we're going to see the Scots go to some full court pressure here. It'll be brought in by Damar. Back to Trey. He gets it up against Damari Taylor with no problem into the forecourt. 7:35 to go. Feet underneath and inside the driving layup. Hernandez for two more. 18-16. Atchison with the first bucket of the second quarter. Half a minute in. Wilson works his way over to the right side. Starts there. And his skip pass is going to be stolen. And Trey Carter coming up before they'll say, as he makes that steal, he stepped on the sideline. Looked like he was close. I didn't know he was right on the line. Just straight across on the sideline, right across from the Atchison bench. By the way, I'm at the top of the stands, at behind the Atchison bench, but up closest to the scores table. Now a couple of officials are going to stop the game and they're stepping between a couple of players who are having an issue. And they seem to be satisfied that that is diffused right now. And here we go. Highland Park with a basketball. We're 7:07 to play in the half. Scott's with it way up top side. It's going to be John Wilson. Wilson slides over, runs a little motion, gets it there to Williams. Williams kicks it back the other way to Anderson. Back out on top to Wilson. He'll swing it outside with a very long three. It's launched and short, and the rebound. Smith hauls it down for AHS. Gets it to Carter. Here comes the Phoenix. Damar takes it down the right side. Accelerates all the way to the baseline. Surrounded by three defenders. Kicks it over. Smith's layup won't go. Rebound tipped out. Pull back down. Highland Park. They'll fly all the way down the floor. Feed into the big man whose driving layup is going to be up and good. Probably no defense for that shot. And 9 points now for Ja'Cory Robinson. 20-16. And on the other end, the bucket and a plus one for Hernandez. Count the bucket. The foul on Jamon Wilson. It'll be his second quarter foul by either team. And Atchison can get this to a one-point game. It into the game for Highland Park. We're going to get a new athlete. And into the game for Atchison. Also, Highland Park is going to bring Isaiah Kelly, a 6'4" junior. Atchison is going to come in with a guy who just not getting back in, able to play, and that is 6'5" junior Jace Richards has checked in. I got to see Jace in the JV game. Looks great. Free throw's no good, and the rebound is going to be loose on the floor and nearly stolen by Purdy. Picked back up, Highland Park, running shot is up, no good, and a charging violation. Player control foul is going to be thrown against Highland Park's Tamir Anderson. His first foul of the game. And for the Scotties, it's going to be team foul two of the second quarter. Atchison has not committed a second quarter foul yet. On the floor for Atchison right now, it's going to be Damar Hernandez, Jeter Purdy, Jace Richards, Trey Carter, and Jay-Z Kelly. Skip pass over to the left side to Hernandez. He drives in, goes up, knocks it in. Damar for two more. He's having a night. 10 points, Hernandez. It is 20-20. And Atchison, who no time at all ago was trailing it by 11, now a shot on the other end is going to be up and good by Anderson. Middle behind the back pass, slapped out of bounds. Pineapple Park, Atchison will have it in at the baseline. So AHS for a brief moment had it tied at 20. Now they trail 22-20. And we've still got 5.5 to go in the opening half. Okay, so what's it going to take to win this game? You're 20 points already early in the second quarter. You're going to be 35. It's going to take 70 to win this. The ball's going to be batted away. It's going to go out of bounds, and it'll come back into Atchison from deep in the backcourt. Mr. Cameron is coming back into the game for Highland Park. And here come the Phoenix. The ball in the backcourt, and Trey Carter takes it up the left side. 5:15 to go in the half. 22-20. Highland Park in front. Way out on top. Kelly pivots with the left foot. Dumps it over to Hernandez. He will again drive to the baseline. Stops. Skip pass. Jeter from 15. Nope. Rebound. Cleared down by Highland Park. Here they come. Down the left side and back on top. Into the lane. Little bunny hop. Spin around. Pass to the baseline left. The lob out of the middle. Ball is going to be batted away and saved up high by Amari Traylor. We're going to get a foul. We got a Highland Park player. I don't know where he came from. I'm watching the basketball under the rim, and he's way out laying up against the bleachers at the crowd on the far side, and that's going to bring a trainer out on the floor to see what happened. The official stopped play. And I'm not looking to see what's going on, and he's playing over against the bleachers. Did not see what happened. No idea. But now he's coming off the floor. Seems to be doing okay under his own power. And we're going to get a Highland Park timeout as I think they're going to assess the situation. Joseph, let's take a break. What do you say? We've earned one. We're down to 4 minutes and 47 seconds to go in the opening half of the guys' game. It's Highland Park 22, Atchison 20.
True taco lovers can't say Tuesday without thinking taco, especially at the home of Taco Tuesday, Taco John's. So this taco, head to Tuesday John's for Taco Tuesday for deals on delicious beef Tuesdays. I mean tacos. Taco John's. Watch closely. Taco John's will turn your dollar into deliciousness with our new BOGO for a buck menu. Just buy an item from our BOGO menu and ta-da, a second Taco John's favorite for just a buck. Now that's magic. Try the new BOGO for a buck menu at your nearest Taco John's.
Oh, you can hear the 15-member strong Highland Park pep band in the background. And we come out of the timeout on the floor for Atchison. It's going to be Jace Richards and Jeter Purdy. You're going to have Jay-Z Kelly with Samar Hernandez, Trey Carter. From left to right, now they're shoveling around. It'll be Highland Park putting it in play right at the end of the Atchison bench, and it'll be Amari Traylor. Taylor has it up top side. Glover by Carter. Those two have been fun to watch tonight. And we're going to get 5 seconds closely guarded. Carter right in front of Amari Taylor, never getting over literally inches away from the front of him. And so Atchison's going to get it back after that turnover. Here comes Hernandez down court with it. Weaves his way to the baseline. Goes through several defenders, lobs it out on top. Carter gets it, kicks it left. Kelly from the baseline goes through. It's off. Rebound. Shot up, won't go for Hernandez. This time it's going to be boarded down by Hyla Park. Scott's coming up over the basketball. Another ball is going to be stolen by Hernandez. And reaching out, grabbing Hernandez, Zamar Taylor, because had this ball been stolen by Zamar, he was going to go to the other end of the floor for an uncontested layup. And now Zamar, in frustration, throws the ball from half court, bangs it off the backboard, and now they're stopping play. And I don't know. Officials are having a confab as to whether they're going to be ramifications for that action. The foul is going to be on Amari Taylor. It will be his second. Zamar will not collect any kind of a... Yes, he will. Yeah. Zamar is going to get a technical out of that. And they're coming to the other end to shoot the tees. Free throw, no good. Tamir Anderson with 7 points, misses the first, and hits the second. It is 23-20. Highland Park in front, 4:17 to go in the opening half. And it'll be with that technical, Highland Park basketball coming in at midcourt. Anderson brings it in, gets it out on top to Robinson. Zachary will dribble it up topside himself. Dumps it back over to the right side to Jamon Wilson. Atchison staying with their player defense. It has been good. 4 minutes to go in the first half. Skip pass to the right side of the free throw line. Couple little hint fakes. It'll skip back out on top. Bodies all over the floor. And before the shot goes off, we've got a whistle. We got a foul. And let's see who has fouled whom here. The foul is going to be on Atchison's Eric Smith. It will be his second. It'll be Phoenix. Team foul. Is that three then?
Yeah.
Atchison team foul three for the second quarter. With segments of these scoreboard numbers not working, here's a three-point shot. Up and good, Tamir Anderson. 26-20 Highland Park. Difficult to read. There are two scoreboards, one on each end of the gym, and you have to go back and forth. You have to look at one for some of the numbers and at the other one for other numbers to ascertain what's going on. And now a pass out on top is going to go through the hands of Kelly and into the crowd. Atchison will turn it over. Hannah Parker is going to bring Mikey Williams back into the game. And now we have the official stopping playing coming together in the middle of the court. Let's see what's going on here now. Technical on each team. We've got a technical on Atchison's Trey Carter. We've got a technical on Highland Park's Amari Taylor. Again, those two, they've been after it. It is 26-20 HP right now. With two technicals, they will balance out. No shots will be taken. And Highland Park, off the possession, is up court with the basketball. Here they have it up top side. Lob it over to the left. Over on the wing with it is going to be Mr. Cameron. 3:15 and counting to go in the first half. Accelerating all the way to the baseline, falling away. The shot from about 12 is going to be up and good. Mikey Williams. Two opening quarter points at the free throw line. Gets his 4 points there. And quickly, it's 28-20, and 8-0 run. Underneath Chase Richards. Down on the ball, stripped out of his hands. Stolen. Breakaway. Layup. Good. Highland Park is on that with 10-0 run, and we're finally going to get a timeout by Atchison. Let's do it. Taking a break with the Phoenix at 2:55 to go. Opening half. Highland Park 30. Atchison 20.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition. KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Well, for Atchison so far tonight, the guys' game, it's been a bit of a roller coaster, finding themselves trailing by, 11 points in the middle part of the opening quarter. Came back, tied the game at 20. And since then, Highland Park has gone on a 10-0 run, gone right back up by 10. So the Phoenix have never, ever led in this game. And for Atchison, another comeback effort is necessary. Atchison has, looking out on the court, a little bit of a different look. Here they come into play. Out on top is going to be Carter. Trey will go for three. It is going to be well short. Rebounding it off the floor is going to be Kelly. Feeds underneath to Carter. His running shot is going to be too long. Rebound underneath is going to be Smith. His follow shot is no good. And Smith coming up with another rebound is going to be fouled, is coming over from behind him. The foul is going to be on Highland Park and Mr. Cameron. So Mr. picks up his first foul. And team fouls are even at 4 apiece. Everybody's going to be shooting free throws for the last 2.5 minutes here of the first half. Cheater Purdy over to Yogi, who's now in the game and travels with the ball. Cheater Purdy, Yogi Purdy. You've also got Trey Carter out there. You have Kelly out on the floor. And Eric Smith. Here comes Highland Park, and Jaquari Robinson, he's a big guy, just walking it up the floor, brings it across at the center, they'll go left side, this is his shot, it's going to be long this time for Tamir Anderson, didn't get the three, Atchison rebounds, quickly outlet, down the left side is going to be Kelly, the feed in the middle for Jeter, and he's going to be running to from behind and foul, and will come to the free throw line. A whistle is going to be on Mr. Cameron, and he's had back-to-back fouls, picking up his second of the ball game. And Atchison, with 2:09 to go in the opening half, coming to the free throw line. Cheat comes up there with 3 points in the game. He hit a three-pointer in the opening quarter. That is his first point of the second quarter and his first free throw of the night. It's good. One more shot. He'll hit them both. Jeter Purdy at 5 points. It's 30-22, and that's how you start making the comeback, picking up that first couple. 2 minutes left in the first half. Little off pass stolen away. Here comes Jay-Z up and missed a layup. Rebound underneath to Smith. He'll go and follow it home. 4 points, Eric Smith. 30-24. Atchison again starting to come back. Now with a minute 45 to go in the second quarter. A little bump on top by Carter. No foul called. They'll swing it over to the right side and back to the left to Jamon Wilson. Highland Park going to home white. Atchison in the traveling gold with red. Back out on top with it is going to be Mikey. Wilson skips it over to the left side. Robinson all alone doesn't take the shot now. Baseline shot, left side off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound's going to be tipped out by Jeter. Pulled down by Smith. Here comes Trey. Carter taking it down the left side into the forecourt, right in front of the crowd, across the way. Scoreboard or scoring table on the near side. Benches on the near side. Nothing but fans on the far side. Seating on all four ends of this big, big gymnasium here at Topeka West High School. Kelly trying to back in, twists and turns, now falling away. His shot is up, off the rim, once, twice, three times and good. Eric Smith with a half a dozen. And it's 30-26, Atchison trying to battle back. The feed over to the right side, into the lane. Hook pass underneath, it's going to be stolen by Smith. Here comes Atchison with less than a minute to go in the opening half. They're trying to get by four at 30-26, and scored six consecutive points. Here's Carter coming down, blocking foul. Mikey Williams. And that, again, is going to be putting Atchison into the free throw line with 42 seconds left opening half. Trent Carter at the free throw line, 0-for-2 at this drive tonight. He has not scored yet in the second quarter, has 2 points this evening. His first free throw rolls around, and it goes in. It's 30-27. One more shot coming up for Trey. Little knee bend, little flip of the wrist. Got them both. Atchison has now answered the 10 in a row by Highland Park with 8 in a row of their own. And we're down to a half a minute to go in the half. Highland Park with the basketball clinging now to the 2-point single possession lead. Top side with it. It's going to be Jamon Wilson. Works his way over to the left side. J.C. Kelly's guarding him. Skip pass comes off on top. Robinson looks into the middle, finds nowhere to go. Now he's going to have to go to Cameron. Kicks it back off on top. Anderson with it. Clock down to 13. Now 12. Driving in is going to be Wilson. No room. Kicks out on top to 3. No. Falling down. The flop. No good. Rebound. Atchison. They'll kick it all the way down the floor. In the middle of Carter. To Yogi. Falling away. Got it at the buzzer! The ball was still hanging on the rim. The lights come on. It falls through. And Yogi hits the bucket that sends this game to the locker room tied. After giving up 10 in a row, Atchison comes back and scores 10 consecutive of their own. We'll be back to summarize the half. Intermission score, Atchison 30, Highland Park 30.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Ready to reclaim your active lifestyle? Amberwell Orthopedic and Pain Management Specialists offer joint replacements, injury care, chronic pain treatments, and more. With clinics in Atchison, Hiawatha, and Lansing, and procedures performed in both Atchison and Hiawatha, they're here to bring back your mobility. Say goodbye to pain and hello to a vibrant life. Call 913-358-0807 to schedule your consultation today. Your journey to wellness is closer than you think.
Stop by Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill for lunch or dinner. Try their signature stack burgers or chicken strip basket, original or honey barbecue sauced and tossed. Top it off with a classic DQ treat like a hot fudge sundae, dipped cone, or one of the many Blizzard flavors. All right now at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Happy, tastes good.
Good to have you back with us here in Topeka, Kansas tonight, where these teams have gone to the locker room, and a game that you knew was going to be closed, it was going to be tight, it was going to be well played, it's been all of that. It is deadlocked in intermission, 30-30. Recapping the first half scoring for you. First of all, for Highland Park, 11 for Tamir Anderson. Ja'Cory Robinson, 9, a half a dozen, Mikey Williams, 3 for Amari Traylor, and Jamon Wilson, the other 2. For Atchison, how about Zamar Hernandez, double digits with 10. Eric Smith, 6, 5 for Jeter Purdy. Trey Carter, 4, J.C. Kelly, 3, and Yogi Purdy, the last 2 points of the half to tie this game. Fouls? Well, Traylor with 3 for Highland Park, the only player on either team with more than 2. Stick around, we got a great second half coming your way, but we're taking a bit of a breather right now. It's halftime in Topeka, Kansas. Second half coming up live, but with your intermission score. Atchison 30, Highland Park 30. We go back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. Oh, yeah, he's got your great halftime.
K4 Ag in Valley Falls is your local farm partner. They have a full load of soother feeds, protein tubs, and mineral on hand, and delivery service for their Mix 30 liquid feed. Call 785-945-3202 for pricing and delivery. K4 Ag also carries tires for vehicles of every size, from semis to tractors to passenger vehicles, to keep you moving on the road or in the field. See K4 Ag in Valley Falls, nurturing farms, growing success.
When you visit one of our 8 Union State Bank locations, you're bound to see familiar faces. That's because at USB, community is everything. We live, work, and play where you do, so you're seeing us at the Friday night football game, having lunch at the local cafe, and chasing our kids on the park playground. USB employees believe we are stronger with local ties and local financial decisions. That's why we hope you'll visit a Union State Bank location and find out why we love being a part of the community. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look at the Care Country sports calendar, we've got Benedictine Ravens basketball action for you tomorrow evening from the Ravens as they are on the road in Park, Missouri, taking on Park College. It'll be a 5:30 tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 7:30. Coming up on Thursday evening, we've got Sports Look. Sports Look comes to you from the Care Country Studios, where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball, as we will be with JCN at Valley Falls. Join us right around 6 p.m. or so for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8. And Saturday, we've got the Ravens at home playing host to Mount Mercy. High noon is the scheduled tip for the women's game. The men should take to the court at 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with a look around the area and the scores as I have them.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Find your future at FW Houston Medical Center. With competitive wages and sign-on bonuses of up to $5,000, now is a perfect time to join the FW Houston family. Call us at 913-774-4340 to learn more.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a team who understands your land with the right seed that is designed to thrive in your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit dynagrowseed.com to learn more.
Taking a look around the area, I have some finals to report in girls basketball. Riverside beat Holton 47-45. It was Hiawatha ladies over Jeff West ladies 43-41. Sabetha topped Perry LeCompton 39-32. It was Jackson Heights ladies at 51 points to Horton ladies 46. Axtell fell to Troy with a final score of Troy ladies 43, Axtell 32. Frankfurt had a resounding win over Onega 70-46. Lynn topped Lakeside 66-32. And in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, we had the Highland Park ladies at 60 points, Atchison 30. At the half, in boys basketball, we've got Holton at 23 points to Jackson Heights 12. Troy was leading Axtell 29-24. Frankfurt had a 28-10 lead over Onega in the boys game at the half. And in this game, it's all knotted up at 30 all with Highland Park and Atchison tied going into the locker room. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Your latest local news, both on the air and online at msenews.net. I'm Brian Hagan, inviting you to stay up to date both on the air and online with MSC Radio News. We start every weekday with a recap of the hottest stories impacting your life at 6 o'clock. Then follow that up with major newscasts at 7 and 8. That leads up to our noon hour report. We close out the day with our evening report at 5 o'clock. Late-breaking news is also found online anytime around the clock at msenews.net. We are your only source for local daily news. We are msenews.net.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Lows dip down to about 29 tonight under clear skies, northerly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Ample sunshine expected again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 64. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night, lows level off around 34. Turning much cooler Thursday and Friday, with highs from the upper 30s to the upper 40s. Slight chance for snow Friday.
From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with you for Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at my weather station up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 45.2 degrees Fahrenheit. It feels like 42 out there with the winds registering out of the north at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity 53%, dew point 29 degrees Fahrenheit, and the barometric pressure on the rise at 30.03 inches of mercury. We'll be going back to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust.
30 seconds or a minute.
The kind
sir.
You find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new
car,
a new house,
or, a minute.
Or even a line of credit for your business,
great.
Turn
you
to
got
us.
16 left.
We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community minded, that's my bank.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gymnasium for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, many thanks to Joseph. He's our producer and engineer, the guy who took such good care of you back at the Care Radio Sports Studio there at halftime. Joseph, thank you so much. Tom Council to your courtside at the home of the Chargers. It is the Topeka West High School Gymnasium, who are being very generous and hospitable as they have shared their gymnasium tonight. The Highland Park Gymnasium has suffered a malfunction or two and unavailable for this evening. So Topeka West has kindly allowed us to come over and utilize their facility. And here we go to the second half. It is Highland Park and Atchison. You knew it would be good. Didn't get much better than a 20-20 or 30-30 ball game as we go to the second half. And 9 seconds in, we're going to have our first second half foul. And it's going to be a block on Amari Taylor. That's a huge foul on Taylor. I believe I've got him for 4. So it'll be interesting to see. Coach is going to lead them in the game right now, and we're just underway in the second half. We're Atchison with the basketball. It is a 30-30 ball game, and Atchison has never led. Not for a second tonight. They've had it tied a little bit, have never gotten in front. Right side is going to be Trey Carter, and he'll throw it away. Trying to get it to Josiah Kelly, but his pass was a little bit too high and had led him a little bit too much out of reach. Back up with it is going to come Highland Park. Two ball clubs coming into the game tonight, 15-1 on top of 4A and 5A basketball in the state of Kansas. How good is this? Down here in the capital city tonight, 7-11 to go in the third quarter. Highland Park with the basketball. They'll skip it back out on top to Tamir Anderson. Both teams have got their original five out there, by the way, for Highland Park. Amari Taylor and Jamon Wilson. Mikey Williams, Ja'Cory Robinson, and Tamir Anderson. We're Atchison. It's Zamar, Jeter, Trey, Jay-Z, and Eric. Here's a baseline jump shot. No good. Rebound, Atchison. Outlet down the right side. Here's Jay-Z in. Reverse layup. Hits the bottom of the backboard and missed it. Rebound taking it the other way. Driving down the right side. Shot is up. Off the window and good. And Highland Park continues to hold a lead. That is Amari Trader's fifth point, 32-30, 6.5 to go in the third quarter. Shot up and good for Atchison, tying it at 30. That was Kelly. Here's a run into the right side, the feed over to the left, back out on top. That's a really long three and buried by Tamir Anderson. That young man has a great range, 35-32, with 6 minutes to go in the third quarter. Atchison back up court with the basketball, trying to by three. Here's a three for Trey. No. Rebound. Pulled down Anderson. Outlet. Other end. All alone. Breakaway layup. Good. Mikey Williams. And it's 37-32. Atchison right back down five. 5:45 to go in the third quarter. Zamar to Jeter. Feeds underneath. Smith. Nicely done. Up and in, Eric Smith with 8. And it's 37-34. 5:27 to go in the third quarter. Right now, these two teams just kind of punching and counter-punching. Atchison staying to their player defense. Attacking the basket. Inside the lane, no room. Back out on top of it is going to come Highland Park. Ja'Cory Robinson outside, all alone. Set shot three, no good. Rebound, Eric Smith. Here comes AHS. And up the floor to basketball, Zamar Hernandez. He will drive, lean, turn, shoot, score. Zamar for two more, and he's got a dozen. 37-36. A shot from the other end is up and no good. Rebound, Kelly, Atchison, looking for the lead. Kicks it over, Smith, hit and run over from behind. Eric had gotten the ball inside the left block, was getting himself squared up for the left-handed layup. The defender coming in from behind could not stop his momentum. Ja'Cory Robinson will have foul number two. It'll be team foul two of the third quarter for Highland Park. Atchison putting it in. Trailing by one. Carter into the lane. Loses the handle. Travels with a basketball. And here we go back. Atchison turns it over. An opportunity to take their first lead of the night. And unable to capitalize. Back up the floor with the Bacoma. Highland Park. 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Still 37-36. Scott's with it. Over to the left side, it's going to be Robinson, thinking about the 15-footer off the left side of the free throw line. Doesn't take that shot, gets it over to Wilson. He'll lose it on the floor, picks it back up, behind the back pass, and travels with the basketball as he's on the floor. Javon Wilson dove on the loose ball, kind of was kneeling over it, like a center in football, and then trying to hike it back to a player, a teammate behind him. But in all that time, he moves, travels, here comes Atchison, back up the floor. Hernandez down the right side, comes out on top to Carter. Trey, back over to Zamar. 4:10 to go in the third. Driving in, Zamar loses the handle. It's going to be taken away by Ja'Cory Robinson, and here comes Hannah Park. Robinson bringing it up the floor himself. Straight down the lane. Right to the left side. Kicks it back off on top, going in. Right-handed layup is up, no good, but an Atchison foul is going to put a couple of free throws in the hands of Mikey Williams. Whistle's going to be on Trey. Trey Carter picking up his third foul of the game. And again, we don't see that officially on the scoreboard because the scoreboards don't much work very well, but first free throw is up and good by Mikey Williams. That'll be his 8th point tonight. And Hannah Parker is going to take Tamir Anderson out of the game. He is their leading scorer with 14. Give him a little bit of a breather, and back in is going to come Bryson Thrasher. Second free throw is up and is no good, and Jeter tips the rebound out to Kelly. Atchison up the floor with the basketball. It's 38-36. 3:50 to go. Baseline three. Kelly, no. Long rebound tipped out, and it's going to be taken away by Hannah Park. They'll weave. Go in. Ball batted away. It's on the floor. Picked up, laid up, and in. Ja'Cory Robinson has 11. Atchison trying to hurry the other way. Zamar loses a handle on it. Picked back up by Hyla Park. Atchison getting in trouble when they try to run with Hyla Park. Back out on top. Set shot three. Wide right. Tipped out. No good. Rebound Thrasher. He'll feed over to the left side to Robinson. Robinson will kick it back behind him. Into the hands of Williams. With 3:15 to go in the third quarter. Williams shot blocked from behind by Smith. Taken away by Atchison. Hernandez coming up with a free basketball. And here come the Phoenix. 40-36. Hyla Park underneath. E. Smith up for two. Smith, double fingers going now at 10, and it's 40-38. Atchison down a pair, and Phoenix coming up with a steal. Hey, what's going on, my friend? 2:45 to go. Driving in the shot, up off the window, but it won't go for Zamar, but he's found him. We'll come to the free throw line. Two free throws coming for Zamar Hernandez. Zamar has done a lot of things well tonight. He's got a dozen points, but what he hasn't done really well is shoot free throws. He is 0-for-2 at the line tonight. Missing a shot in the first, missing a shot in the second, but he's going to have a couple of shots here in the third. Again, Atchison looking to tie this game. The first free throw, yes. It's now 40-39. 2:44 to go in the third quarter. Atchison still with that starting five out there. Coach Battle riding this group. Second free throw, no good. Rebound pulled down by Ja'Cory Robinson. So Zamar is 1 of 4 at the free throw line tonight. And with a one-point lead, here comes Highland Park. Double baseline, Thrasher's three. What a shot from deep in the corner. Bryson Thrasher for three. 43-39. HP back up four. 2:20 to go in the third. Now out on top, you hear that collision. Those are bodies on the floor, banging on the floor. Legs and heads and shoulders and knees and elbows. And the official stops the game, picks them up, and says, jump ball. And you have got a lot of conversations happening out on the floor right now. The ball is going to be put in at midcourt in front of the scorer's table by Highland Park off the jump ball. Mr. Cameron will bring it in to Jamon Wilson. Wilson goes right, feeds across left. The layup is going to be up and good. And the bucket belongs to Mr. Cameron, his first points of the game. On the other end, Carter's going to have the ball stolen away from him. Back on the floor, Highland Park, three on. The alley-oop, lob, missed. Rebound over to the left side. The feed underneath. Reverse layup is going to be good. Atchison needs to stop this game. Ja'Cory Robinson, 13 points, and it's now 45-39. Smith will have it on the right side. Backs in. No room. Kicks it left. Sheet will go three. It's online. In and out. No good. Rebound to go back down. It's going to be Highland Park. Highland Park with the momentum and on the run. Coach on his feet, screaming at his team. Run down the floor. Running shot. Other end. No good. Rebound underneath, the big guy goes up, missed it. And we're going to get a foul call from way out of midcourt. It's going to be on Smith. Smith will pick up his third foul. At the free throw line for Highland Park comes Ja'Cory Robinson. Robinson, 4 points in his quarter, 13 in the ball game. His team already leading it by 8. This shot makes it 9. And again, Atchison battles back, goes on a 10-0 run, only to see their opponent come back and go on a 9 now, looking for a 10-0 run. There it is. Back down again by 10 goes the Phoenix, and finally, we're going to get a timeout on the floor, and let's take it. The break coming at a minute 20 to go in the third in Topeka, Kansas. Highland Park 49, Atchison 39.
Atchison Auto Parts is your locally owned and operated independent NAPA dealer. With a team of experienced employees that have a lifelong passion for the auto industry, they provide top quality parts and exceptional service. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right parts. And with locations in Leavenworth and Smithville, they can get that part same day if not on their shelves. Open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 3 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
With a minute 20 to go in the third quarter, this game has just been back and forth. Atchison down 11 in the opening quarter, cuts the gap, ties it at 20. Suddenly, they go down 30-20, come back, tie it 30-30. Now they were tied at 32, and now it goes the other way. It's 49-39, and back down 10 again. They have battled back and battled back time after time, never to take a lead, and only to find themselves looking from behind again. Very similar to the first time when these two teams met. That was a game where Atchison found themselves trailing early on and battling from behind for the entire game and just never able to get over the hump. With a minute 10 to go in the third quarter, they're going to need to take a bite out of this lead. Atchison spreads it out. Here's DeMar going three, misses the shot. Rebound, Jeter follows up and misses the shot. Rebound, tipped down, and Hannah Parker's going to pull it back down. And now we've got an HP player who's dinged up a little on the play. Let's see what this is all about. He's saying that he's okay, but Paddle Park Coach Williams is going to take him out of the game. And they're going to give him a little look-see on the near side. Inside a minute to go in the third quarter. Atchison now down 10 in Hyde Park, looking to stretch that double-digit lead. Substitution over to the left side, Mr. Cameron. Back to Thrasher in front of the bench. Goes into the lane, stops above the block, kicks it again to the baseline left, keeping the corner to Wilson. 37, 36, 35 seconds to go in the third. Jamon Wilson dribbles out fully into the center circle. Accelerates down the right side. Kicks it over. It's going to go to Cameron. Back out on top to Williams. 24, 23 seconds, 22 seconds left in the third quarter. Adam Park, a double-digit lead. No rush. They'd love to be up a dozen at the end of three. Now 12 and 11 seconds. Driving into the lane with 10. The kick comes out on top with 7. Back to the right side with 5. Accelerating down the baseline with 2. The kick to the outside to Thrasher. At the buzzer, the 3 is well off the mark, and we are through 3 quarters. We're going to be back and bring in the 4th from Topeka, Kansas, after 3. Hyman Park, 49. Atchison, 39.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Trailing by 10, Atchison's Phoenix head for the fourth quarter. It is 49-39 Highland Park. The Scots led by Tamir Anderson's 14 and Ja'Cory from the outside and Ja'Cory Robinson's 13 from the inside. For Atchison, it's been Samar Hernandez with 13 and Eric Smith with 10 to lead the way for the Phoenix. No one else for Atchison with more than 5. And now the feed in the middle of Hernandez from Carter is going to be stolen away. Here comes Highland Park. Let's see how they approach this. Are they going to slow this game down? They're going to continue to be the aggressor. Sometimes when you change tactics and you're doing well, it doesn't work. Be interesting to see how they approach this. They'll drive into the lane, kick it back to the right. Thrasher, he loves to shoot, and he'll hit another three. Bryson Thrasher. It is now 52-39 into Phoenix officially in a jam with 7:10 to go in the game. Pass across nearly stolen, but Hernandez is able to rescue it and bring the ball all the way back down to the baseline, feeds it in the middle, trying to look for Smith, and the ball's on the floor. Players all over the floor. You hear bodies banging and crashing again. And you have got Coach Williams just losing it over here. And what's going to be the call? Again, we're going to have, apparently, just a jump ball call. Here we go with 6:59 to go. Just inside 7 minutes to play. It'll be Highland Park basketball off the jump ball. No fouls yet in the fourth quarter. But the Scots with the basketball and a 13-point lead. Atchison's going to need some outstanding comeback to take a road win here today. We're going to get a blocking foul inside. It's going to be on Hernandez. Samar picking up his third foul of the game. Highland Park, the beat, the turn, the shot, no good. Rebound to go back down. Here comes Atchison. Robinson couldn't get it to fall. Now Hernandez comes down the court, and he gets fouled. A good pushed to the floor. With 6:35 to go. And the officials coming over, and let's see what this is going to be. And Atchison's going to be putting it in the, way out on top to Jeter. Three into the lane, dumps it left, baseline shot for three, won't go. Rebound is going to be tipped back out. Carter for 14, no. Rebound pulled down by Highland Park. Atchison's just gone ice cold. 6:15 to play. It is 52-39, Scott. Phoenix trying to avenge their only loss of the season to this Highland Park team earlier this season. Now we're going to get a foul and an offensive foul by Highland Park. An illegal screen set by Jamon Wilson. 6 minutes and 4 seconds to play. Atchison will have it in play for the backcourt. Here comes DeMar. Driving down the right side, looking over his shoulder. Feeds in the middle of Purdy. Jeter's jumper good. Atchison had not scored in a very long time before that. Seventh point of the game for Jeter. 52-41. 5:50 to go. And here's Highland Park with it down the other end of the floor. Way out on top is going to be Amari Traylor. Kendall's going to get it to Mikey Williams. Skips it back over to the left side. Amari. There's a screen on Trey Carter. Back into the game, and back on top of it is going to be Tamir Anderson. 5.5 minutes of play in the game. Highland Park is going to spread this out. They're going to look for a good shot. They may get it here with Thrasher. Finger roll is up and in. Bryson Thrasher has been a real spark plug for these guys coming off the bench. In the middle, Smith, shot, no. Rebound, Highland Park. 54-41, Scott. 5 minutes to play. Out on top, Highland Park. Taylor's going to go over to the left side, thinking about the three, but won't do it. Now way out top side is going to be Williams. See, I'm going to just make a speculation here. Mikey Williams, who's playing on the floor for Highland Park, may be related to head coach Michael Williams. Now, I don't know that. Could easily be off the mark. But I think that there's some likelihood that that's accurate. 4.5 to go in the game. And Highland Park's going to turn it over. Here comes Atchison and Tamar into the forecourt with the ball. Comes out on top. Jeter goes three. No. Rebound Highland Park. Atchison just struggling to get any points. Only 2 points in the first 3.5 minutes of the fourth quarter, trailing by a dozen at that point. Right now they're down by 13. They're running out of time, and now we're going to get a foul by Smith. Eric reaches in to try to make something happen, and he will collect his fourth foul. He's had one in each quarter so far. And at 4:16 to go, it'll be Highland Park basketball. Little bounce comes in, taken by Robinson. He's got it right in front of the coach. Now down to 4 minutes. We're halfway through the fourth quarter. For Atchison, time is running out, and Highland Park more than happy to try to take some time out. And diving for the ball, looking to make something happen. Trey Carter will pick up the foul. I've got him for four. Atchison knows they're going to have to do something, make something happen. Are we getting a timeout here? There's a whole Highland Park team. They're just on their feet as Mikey Williams is going to come out of the game, and it'll be put back in play by the Scots with 3:58 to go, leading 54-41. Up 13 points with not much time remaining. Hatchin's going to need something to happen and a lot to happen and happen soon. Right now, Highland Park just playing keep away. There's 5 seconds closely guarded. That was a great job by Zamar Hernandez as he defends on Jamon Wilson. Wilson is really protesting. his teammates are pulling him away from the officials saying, just go play. With 3:44 to go, Atchison will have it in play right in front of the scorers, even right at midcourt. Hernandez will bring it in into the backcourt. And here comes Trey Carter, quickly up the floor, kicks it over to the right side to Jay-Z. Out on top, Jeter, he's going to go three again. He missed the last one, he's going to miss this one, and the rebound is going to be taken away by Ja'Cory Robinson. Here comes Highland Park. With 3.5 minutes to go in the ball game and a 13-point lead, Highland Park will get it again into the forecourt. They'll trap Robinson out on top, dump it over to the left side. Anderson will drive in, spin, turn, shoot, and score. Tamir Anderson now at 16 points, solving this one away for Highland Park as Atchison comes down the court, and we're going to get a foul out on top. 3:15 to go. 56-41. Atchison puts it in play for the far side. Skip pass out on top. It's Jay-Z. Left side to Mar. Into the corner to Trey. Trey, little skip pass in the middle. Tamar off the window, but doesn't get it. And the rebound on the floor. Saved by Atchison. Jeet for two. Purdy getting his 9 point, and Atchison taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. We're taking a break. The Phoenix, we're going to find a way. With 3 minutes to go in the game, it is Highland Park 56, Atchison 43.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repair, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
A lot of Phoenix fans who have made the trip to Topeka tonight to take in this game. All of them on the edge of their seats, holding their collective breaths right now, trying to see. But head coach Pat Battle and his staff were able to draw up on the near sideline as the Phoenix come out of the court with 3 minutes to go, trailing 56-43. Welcome back to Topeka, everybody. For Atchison, the starting five: Damar Hernandez, Jeter Purdy, Trey Carter, Jay-Z Kelly, Eric Smith. Full court pressure will be applied by Atchison as the Scots will be putting in a play from deep in the backcourt, and Mikey Williams returns to the game, and he'll do the inbound work in the backcourt, bringing it into Amari Taylor. Taylor walks it up and takes it down the left side. We've got Smith trying to steal the ball from him, and he does, and then we're going to get a jump ball possession. Atchison. That was a risky play for Smith with four fouls to reach in on that little guard, and then crashes through from behind, gives him a hard bump for the back. And they're going to take Amari out of the game. Atchison will bring it in from midcourt on the far side. Brings it out on top to Carter. Left side, Hernandez. Hernandez has been most effective slashing in. Here's Carter for three. It is well short, and the rebound cleared away by Tamir Anderson for Highland Park. On the other end, the shot is up and in, and a plus one. With 2:45 to go, going down the floor to block the shot, Trey Carter goes up, up, and then commits the foul. Knowing he was going to commit the foul, and knowing he's going to foul out of the ballgame, which he does here with 2:35 left. But then the shot goes high up above the square. It goes straight up and falls through. So a great play and a free throw that fails for Ja'Cory Robinson. And here comes Atchison trying to get 58-43. We're 2:20 to go. Baseline shot. Jeter, partially deflected. And we're going to have, I think, an Atchison foul coming in for the rebound. And is that going to be on Eric Smith? It is. Is that his fourth or fifth? That will be his fifth. I threw my hat down. I wasn't quite certain. So Eric Smith is going to foul out of the game with 2:20 to go in the night with 10 points. And coming to the free throw line on the other end is a brilliant shooter coming in off the bench, Bryson Thrasher. This kid can really put the ball up and in. He does right there with the first free throw. Bryson Thrasher. Thrasher, a 6'2" senior. This free throw gets them both. Pushing the score now to 60-43. Atchison down some 17 with 2:10 to go. On the right side with it, it's going to be Cheater. Yogi's out there. Damar feeds underneath. And as he takes the ball and starts to go up with the shot, Chase Richards gets fouled, and he'll be coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be on Thrasher. It's going to be his, I think, his first foul tonight. And we're down to 2:04 to play. Free throw for Chase is in. And he will have his first point tonight. One more shot coming up for Chase. Chase Richards, 6'5" junior, hits them both. 60-45. No pressure by Atchison. Hyde Park will get it across midcourt. Thrasher in the corner. He'll go three and misses that when Yogi boards it down. Here comes DeMar. Left side, Jay-Z. Doesn't attack the rim. Lobs it out on top to Yogi, who's hit, knocked to the floor, and they're going to call it for a travel. A lot of contact with Thrasher. And at a minute 42 to play, Atchison's going to turn it over and back up with it. It's going to come Highland Park. Peter's going to come deep into the right corner, and Hyman's going to bring it out on top, back to the corner, into the middle. Coach is bringing that thing back out, run some time off this thing. Minute 25 to go. Around to the left side, little look-away pass across court, batted free, Thrash is going to save it, cuts across the lane, dribbles it out on top, a little keep-away being played now. It's going to be Williams underneath, shot blocked, we get a whistle, we get a foul. Foul is going to be on Chase, and Richards will have his first. A minute 13 left. 60-45. Just too many times Atchison found themselves trailing and having to battle back. Free throws up, won't go in for Williams. One more shot coming up for Mikey here. He's, what, 3 out of 5 now. That's a free throw line. And that one will not go in either, so he's a 50% free throw shooter. Here comes Atchison underneath to Chase. 3 defenders on him, and he misses the shot. Rebound. Here comes Highland Park. Up the court with it, 55 seconds to go. Coach Williams, deep in the right corner, the feet across to Mr. Cameron, who's in there. 45 seconds left. Big win for Highland Park here tonight. Here's a driving layup, missing, but getting his own rebound back is going to be Mr. Cameron. And at 34 seconds left, we're going to get a foul. The whistle is on. It's going to be on Jeter. Jeter Purdy, only a couple of fouls for him tonight. Clean game for Jeter. 9 points this evening. First free throw, no good for Mr. Cameron. And Mr. getting one more shot here. And that'll go in. And now he's at 10. Oops. Now he's at 3. Excuse me. Under half a minute to go, Jace Richards shot from underneath will go down, and it's going to go out of bounds. We will have another foul. And free throws are going to be shot on the other end of the floor. 25 seconds left. Little mop-up time here. And we walk to the other side of the court where it's going to be Thrasher coming up here. And he's been really, really good at the free throw line. He's been really good out of the floor. Didn't even play early in the game. Hit that free throw. Three of three at the free throw line now. And another one's good. Coach is saying, don't touch anybody. Don't do anything. Let's just go home, guys. Atchison trying to hurry. Quick three is up and no good. And a rebound pulled down by Hyla Park. They're going to walk it up the court, and that's going to do it. Your final score tonight in Topeka, Kansas, Hyla Park, 63, Atchison 45. And we'll be back to summarize it right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7. Stick around for our post-game show featuring your Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on, coming up right after this.
Do you know how to recognize a phone scam? At Union State Bank, we're focused on keeping your financial future secure, and that means providing the information you need to keep your accounts protected. There are several red flags that can help you recognize a scam, such as a request for sensitive information or the promise that you'll get a prize. You can learn more about how to recognize a phone scam at mybankusb.com or visit one of our 8 convenient USB locations for valuable information about how to protect your assets. NMLS 654946, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
It's a great day at Urban Lawn Care. It's also a great day to rid your home or business of ants, bugs, mice, or other pesky invaders. Urban Lawn Care is licensed and insured to provide pest control and extermination, as well as termite inspections and treatment programs. Call Urban Lawn Care today at 913-367-4478 in Atchison. Urban Lawn Care, ensuring your space stays pest-free.
Good to have you back with us here in Topeka, Kansas, where tonight it was a Scotty sweep over Atchison. Ladies first, and then here the guys' game, with Atchison continued to find itself battling back and battling back, and ultimately unable to battle back from at the very end, dropping this one here tonight to a really, really, really good Hyla Park team. Becoming a scoring point for Hyla Park, pacing away 16 for Tamir Anderson, 15 Ja'Cory Robinson, and double figures also for Mikey Williams Jr. He had 10. For Atchison tonight, I'll tell you what, it was a good night tonight for Zamar Hernandez. He is your Union State Bank player of the game, Zamar, with 13 points, and he was really instrumental in this Atchison team playing well early on and having his game tied at halftime and giving themselves a shot at this one. So Zamar, USB player of the game. 10 tonight also for Eric Smith, falling out late in the ballgame. He had a strong game tonight. It was Jeter Pretty with 9, 4 for Trey Carter. They're shutting off the lights, wanting everybody out of here. Jay-Z Kelly, 3-2 each. Chase Richard, Chogi Purdy. Atchison, 15-2. Hyla Park, 16-1. Well, thank you for having joined us here this evening. Till we greet you tomorrow night. Benedictson at Park. Lady Ravens at 5:30. The guys game at 7:30. Ravens and the Pirates. For our man Joseph, Neil started things. Joseph, he took the baton and took it to the finish line. Our producer, engineer in the CARE studio. Guys, thank you so much. Tom Couch here in Topeka. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to our coverage of local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and our post-game show featuring the Union State Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Stay informed with game recaps and the latest sports schedule at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.